Start your day the right way with the Big Show on 3BA.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from the bigsmoke.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Do you ever get the nickname Ally?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Oh, okay. I'll steer away from that one. Glad I asked. Disney, they have been accused of photoshopping masks onto their visitors at Disneyland. What's going on here, Ally?
This is actually something that came out on the internet last week because Disney were accused of photoshopping masks on their customers. So you know the photos that are taken when somebody's on a ride?
Yes.
And everybody's on the ride and they're screaming and happy. Some people were wearing masks, other people weren't. And the people that weren't, Disney actually photoshopped the mask on. Now, the criticism is around the reason why. It's usually around optics. And the fact that they want to do it because they want to be seen as complying with COVID safety protocols.
Yeah.
But the criticism is if you're worried about it that much, why don't you just ensure that your customers do it before they get on the ride?
I was going to say, well and truly before getting on the ride, what about at the front gate, not letting them in if they're not wearing a mask? That's what happens here in Australia.
Well, and it's happening in America, and it's a very contentious issue in America with the mask thing. There are a lot of arguments in stores and all sorts of things where people want to go in without masks. So maybe Disney are trying to avoid confrontation on site, and this is a way that they're doing it, which isn't a smart way of going around it.
No.
But I mean, I don't understand why they would put the money into actually photoshopping.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not even good photoshopping. I mean, I saw it. It wasn't like Toy Story.
Alex, say you and I are going out on a date. I mean, you know, never happened, but say we are, just for the hell of it. And I ring a restaurant that I know has got some really great views that's going to make the night so romantic it's not funny. We get there and our table is looking at a bunch of nothing. Can I get a refund? Do you think I should get a refund, Alex?
It's a bit awkward, isn't it? Because you take... it depends. I think it also depends on where in the date process you are with the person. If it's the first date and it was your first chance to impress the person, I can understand why this would be a bit embarrassing. I don't think I would ask for a refund because, unless they were selling the vision of you have amazing views. But this actually did happen in the UK where a man took a woman on a first date. They went to this restaurant and they believed that they would have amazing views overlooking, hills and parks, and they actually just had a brick apartment flat in front of their window, and that's all they looked at. And so the guy was very upset. Apparently, also there was a fog, which also led to disappointing views, and he's requested a refund, which has caused social media to be a bit split. I've been on some pretty bad first dates, but I think that's the best. I did hear about, though, a guy who went on a date with a woman. Didn't happen to me. But he went on a date, and when she wasn't interested in the second date, he actually asked her for a refund for the dinner he had paid for her.
I like that idea a whole lot better. I really do.
Wasting my time. And there was also a woman recently who sued her ex-boyfriend for not proposing after 8 years. So I find it quite funny that romance can be so litigious.
I'm guessing that relationship didn't go any further. Let's talk about Christmas. We have to talk about Christmas because it is Christmas time. Santa's about to do the old ho, ho, ho. Now, there have been some studies, Alex, that have been conducted around Christmas. And what is that one gift that makes a very terrible gift, but we always seem to give it?
Money. I don't think I've ever given money for a gift.
Yeah, we have.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people feel that it's not a great way to make somebody feel that it's a thoughtful gift. I mean, it's the psychology suggests that, money is a bad gift because it's not a meaningful gift. It's sending the message that you haven't thought about what the person wants. But it tends to be okay for kids and not adults. The reason why is because kids get more excited about money.
Yeah, we do it with kids, not the adults.
Yeah. If you give them $5, I mean... I'm a lot older than a kid, and if I got $5 from my auntie, I'd be, you can go home now, Auntie Alice.
You'd be a bit disappointed, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but this is interesting. And the other interesting thing about it is around hallucinations. So there was a study that was done that looked into the constant Christmas songs that play in a loop in our heads. It's usually around Halloween. And the study that was done where they had participants listen to white noise and then press a button when they believed that they would hear Bing Crosby singing White Christmas. And around a third of the participants would press the button when there was no song being played because that was in their head so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My song would be probably any Christmas song by Neil Diamond because, memo to my wife, that's all I've been hearing for the last week and a half.
Okay.
Come on now. Surely other artists have done Christmas songs. My wife just, no other Neil Diamond songs, just Neil Diamond Christmas songs.
I didn't even know Neil Diamond did Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah, he's done versions of everything. From Happy Christmas War is Over to Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
My absolute fave, my go-to Christmas song, is the version by Bob Seger of Little Drummer Boy.
That's sweet.
It's got to be the Bob Seger version, though I think he does the best version. That's my go-to Chrissy song, followed up by John Lennon, Happy Christmas.
Mine is Queen, Thank God It's Christmas.
Oh, yeah, there's a good one too. That'd be in my top five. Hey, how's about you compile a top five and I'll compile my top five and we'll unveil it next week?
We'll exchange and we'll judge each other's list.
Okay, done.
Okay, cool.
You have a great week.
Thank you.
Alex Jellios back again to shoot the breeze for one final time in 2020 next Tuesday.